The return to an in-person Terry Fox run in Perkins Field Sunday proved to be a huge success. Despite some network issues, loss of power for 12 hours, and intermittent rain, we did great, says Don Chapman, one of the organizers of Terry Fox Day in the heart of Georgian Bay. We had over 500 participants and 13 dogs come along. With donations continuing to come in, the event has so far raised more than $60,000 for cancer research. While running his Marathon of Hope, Fox famously said, "Nobody is ever going to call me a quitter." Again this year, area residents were invited to find inspiration from Terry's perseverance and grit and continue pursuing his dream and his one goal of creating a world without cancer. The morning event kicked off at Perkins Field Park with a warm-up featuring members of Terry's team, a group of cancer survivors sporting distinctive red t-shirts. "Our committee is very pleased with both participation and contribution," Chapman said. "Just like Terry, we won't give up on his quest for a world without cancer." After folks completed their choice of the 2, 5, or 10-kilometer routes, they returned to the main site at Perkins Field Park for a feast of fruit, drinks, pizza, hot dogs, coffee and frozen treats, which were all donated. "Remember, we have no budget. Everything is donated by nearly 200 different individuals or entities," Chapman said, who credited the work of volunteers and the OPP, Tiny Township and CERT to help direct and protect participants. "We also provided water stations and portable washrooms along the way." During the event, those choosing not to run could buy shirts, browse, buy one of Terry's treasures or join the younger set at KidZone. There was also an online auction running live in parallel with the event. Through the early afternoon, entertainment was provided by Emma Reynolds and TBR, aka the Renaissance Band. Now in its 42nd year, the Terry Fox Run has evolved into the largest fundraising event in support of cancer research in the world, with events taking place in 33 countries and 5 continents annually, and has raised more than $850 million, bringing hope and health to millions.